with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A fatal shooting at a Lexington, Kentucky church remains under investigation, though details are beginning to filter out. The possible motive may have been an act of vengeance by the gunman who fled there after wounding a state trooper. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two female victims were pronounced deceased at the scene.
Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect was shot by responding law enforcement and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
The Fayette County coroner identified the two victims as 34-year-old Christina Combs and 72-year-old Beverly Gum. Relatives told the Lexington Herald Leader the suspect arrived looking for Combs' sister, with whom he shared three children, according to witnesses. When told she wasn't there, the suspect allegedly said, "Someone is going to have to die then." Audio courtesy WLEX 18. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration is being sued over frozen after-school and summer funding.
More than 20 states are suing President Trump's administration over billions of dollars in funding for after-school care, summer programs, and more that is now frozen. Programs for more than a million students are at risk because of a Trump administration freeze on education grants. Congress set aside money for the programs at Boys and Girls Clubs, the YMCA, and public schools to provide academic support, enrichment, and child care. But Trump's administration says it wants to make sure recipients' programs align with the Republican president's priorities. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has announced new measures targeting Russia over its ongoing war with Ukraine, threatening steep tariffs if a peace deal isn't reached within 50 days. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 88 points, the NASDAQ rose 54, the S&P advanced 8. This is SRN News. Americans are concerned about pornography.
A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute reveals that about 70% of adults want to limit access to online porn. That includes 60% of young men who are the primary consumers of the product. The survey also reveals that amongst the strongest male opponents of pornography are men ages 18 to 24. Meanwhile, statistics indicate that the average age that a young person encounters porn in this country these days is 11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Taliban's supreme leader and head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls and seizing power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. This is SRN News. Health officials in Arizona say a person is dead from the plague.
The unidentified patient came into the emergency room at the hospital in Flagstaff and died the same day. Testing results confirmed Friday that the person died from pneumonic plague caused by the same bacterium as the bubonic plague that devastated Europe in the 14th century. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs, whereas bubonic plague affects the lymph nodes. It was the first death from pneumonic plague recorded in that region since 2007. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A wildfire destroyed a historic Grand Canyon Lodge and is continuing to spread out of control Monday after it had been allowed to burn for days. Now the National Park Service's decision not to aggressively attack the fire right away is coming under scrutiny. So far, fire has leveled the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.